Edwina Payne is a local cafe owner in Walker. Good morning, Edwina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.
What are the water restrictions doing to your business?
Yeah, look, I mean, everyone is very mindful of the situation at the moment. Obviously, it's dropped drastically just in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we've had a bit of a chat at the cafe and are really trying to do what we can. We are already quite a water-efficient cafe, I think, and all we can do is anything that's in our control, especially within the kitchen, obviously, not so much the bathrooms with people coming through and using the bathroom, but the kitchen, certainly we have put some things in place and are really trying to lessen our water usage.
Well, what are people saying to you as they come in and, you know, try and run the normal life? But I guess it's all prevailing, isn't it, when things like this happen?
Yeah, it's all consuming at the moment. I mean, certainly, obviously, for the locals, it's all anyone's talking about. People travelling through, you know, if people haven't been to this area before, they probably don't even realise, you know, to the extent of, you know, what we're going through. Walker is not, there's no green at all, and that's not what Walker usually looks like. And a lot of people probably don't even know that are coming through. But, you know, I think that everyone's just trying to keep their spirits high and is very hopeful of some rain coming. And in the meantime, it's just all of our responsibilities to do what we can to conserve the water, because if we run out of water, you know, that just doesn't even bear thinking about, really.
No, and I mean, a cafe is obviously running on using water, needs water to wash dishes and all sorts of things. What about other businesses in town? Are they telling you it's affecting them at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's affecting everybody, and I think everyone in their own homes is very water conscious.
Yeah.
We certainly are. And I think that just translates at work for everybody. I mean, a lot of us are in tank water as well, so being water conscious is something that we always are. So I'm hoping that is, you know, coming into the businesses, and I think that everyone would feel the same way I do about it and be doing everything that we can, you know, to limit what we're using and make it go further.
Is it actually affecting your trade, Edwina?
Look, I don't know that it's affecting the trade. Look, in terms of trade, it's a quiet time of the year now probably anyway. With all school back and all the holidays over, so
yeah,
there's not as many people on the roads, and the cafe's certainly quieter at the moment. And I do think, though, it's starting to have a roll-on effect for sure in terms of locals. You know, everyone's mind's elsewhere, and everyone's trying to save money, you know, to feed stock and to all those kind of things.
Mm.
It'll have a roll-on effect with all the businesses for sure.
Have you seen anything like this around Walker before?
No, never. But, you know, I've only been in Walker 10 years, but I've never seen anything like it. But obviously people who have lived here a lot longer have said they haven't seen anything like it since probably the 60s. So it's desperate, and it's really frightening. It's a frightening time.
I guess, but obviously you're doing everything you can, and good on you for, I guess, talking to your staff about it as well, because then I guess it helps bring it to the forefront of everyone's minds. But
yeah, and they're all dealing with it at home as well. So I think that everyone's very aware. And if everyone does, all the little things add up, and if everyone just makes that effort and adds all those little things up, it'll all help.